It is 9:05 on AM 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. It is third Monday of the month, and that means Greenwich Chamber of Commerce.
Da-da-da.
Executive Director, CEO, Andrea Bloom is here. I'm trying to get the right microphone up. Good morning, Andrea. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning.
All right,
how are you? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. All right. Hey, we're getting to heat in here.
It's very hot.
Sounds like almost time for sidewalk sale days, but we'll get to that in a moment. But
yes,
let's take a look back over the last time you joined us. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so we've been doing lots of stuff. We've been keeping busy. You know, it's sort of that time of the year when everybody's out and about and shopping, and as soon as it gets warm, everybody's out. So it's been really nice. And I missed you last week when you were not here. Or the last time I saw you, 3 weeks ago.
I worked
with your other fellas, which, by the way, they want us to change the music.
Oh, really? To what?
I don't know. I'm going to come up with something.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of funny. Anywho, yeah, so we had a really great business after hours. The Chamber's keeping busy. We had our business after hours at Granoff Architects on the 30th of April, and it was fantastic. It was really well attended, great networking, a lot of really new faces, new members, a great mix of... It was a little bit curated because we called to, you know, make sure certain people were there. We felt it would be important for them to be there. So it was a mix of builders, designers, construction, trade people, finance, banking. It was really a great event. So thanks for that. We enjoyed it. We have a business after hours this week as well on Wednesday, which will be at the Historical Society, which I'll tell you about a little bit later. And then some really exciting things happened this weekend for a couple of our chamber members. The Greenwich Choral Society had their 100-year celebration, and it was at Christ Church. It was phenomenal, just a beautiful... I can't even imagine how many hours they put into practicing and just bringing everyone together. They had four opera singers. They had the Greenwich Symphony. The church was packed. Honestly, I mean, my entire row at least, we were all brought to tears. It was so moving. And then in honor of the 250th anniversary, they did some patriotic songs. They also played the themes from each branch of the military. And so everybody who's in the military stood up for their branch. It was really touching. It was fantastic. So congratulations to them for the 100 years. And we really enjoyed it. It was fantastic. The other event we had was the 40-year anniversary of Greenwich Green and Clean. That was started here in town by Peter Melkin and Alyssa Kalishian, who a lot of people know in town. Her father had a business on Greenwich Ave, and she has some buildings on Greenwich Ave and also on Putnam. And they talked a lot about how it's important for everybody to pitch in and do your part. You know, you see some garbage, pick it up, or don't throw garbage on the ground at all. You know, but it was just that whole idea of how somebody had to do something. And that's how it started. And then Mary Hull, who people are very familiar with here in town, ran Green and Clean for 35 years. And now Canico has taken over McLennan. So they had a really beautiful event at the Field Club yesterday to celebrate 40 years.
All right, fantastic. Okay, so let me see. So now we're looking at, do you want to look at new members or should we take a break?
Sure, we can look at new members. Yeah, we have 12 new members since last month, which is kind of fun. I'll tell you them all because that's what we do, right? All right,
sure.
So CBIZ, which is a tax advisory group.
Is that C as in letter C?
It's CBIZ.
Okay.
And it's all capitals. And they do tax advisory. I believe they do other things too, like I think they do insurance, they do benefits, but they're a smaller firm. I think there's like 15 members there. So, but I know they're very popular because they've been at a bunch of our events and a lot of people seem to know them. So they're new, so we're happy to have them. Roll Color Finder LLC, it's HR Consulting, Modern Dermatology, which is great. Can't have enough dermatologists, I'll tell you that. And then Integrity Greenwich, which is the Jeep dealership, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram City, and also they're just known as Jeep City here on Putnam, and they're just become a fantastic partner. We're really excited to have them as members, and they're giving us a Jeep You know how we wrapped last year? We wrapped a Fiat and we had it like driving around. And this year we're going to have a Jeep. And it's a convertible, so I'm very excited. I just push a button now and the top goes down. It's great. AP Construction, which is the group that actually does project management for construction. It's Ashforth Builders. Ashforth, it's AP Construction. They did the train station. So that's a really great one to have. Hill House Home, which is a new women's clothing store. Greenwich Dental Studio. Never have enough dentists. That's great. Industrious. They're a new business that is in the Greenwich Office Park. It's a shared office space. And you can rent a desk. You can rent an office space if you don't have your own office space or if you're only there a couple days a week. You're just starting out. We have a couple of those in town now, so they're really great. Stelivio Private Wealth Management. Stratford Steel Fabrication. AI Accounting Pros, their accounting services, and AZ Billing, which is all capital letters as well, healthcare consultants, and I believe they do healthcare billing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So you can find them all on our website, and there's links to all of them if you're interested.
All right, fantastic. Gar, we're speaking with Andrea Bloom, Greenwich Chamber of Commerce, and didn't mention at the top that coming up at about 9:20 this morning, we'll be joined by Nitin Mahatre, who's the CEO, the new CEO of First County Bank. So we're going to take another break, come back, and take a look ahead with Andrea Bloom.
Progressive presents perfectly bad excuses for missing stuff to spend more time on your motorcycle.
Hey, Suze, can't make it to your party. Gotta defrost some chicken. There's tenders, boneless thighs. Gotta keep an eye on it.
Now that was a bad excuse. If you love your vehicle this much, get customized coverage from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in D.C.
Happy birthday to us. Two surprises for you. Two surprises from NordVPN. Two surprises for you.
Celebrate twice as much with NordVPN. We have a special birthday deal. Get 72% off and a coupon for up to 1 year free. NordVPN is rated as excellent on PC Mag. Visit NordVPN.com and discover one of the most advanced VPNs in the world. What are the benefits? Secure up to 10 devices with a single account. Receive alerts if your email address leaks to the dark web. Reduce the risk of phishing, scams, and malware with NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro Tool. Encrypt your online traffic and browse with more peace of mind. Get the special birthday deal at NordVPN.com. Additional terms apply. NordVPN, cybersecurity built for every day.
Nine 13 on AM 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Andrea Bloom from the Greenwich Chamber of Commerce. And around 9:20 or so, we'll be joined by the new CEO of First County Bank, Nitin Mahatre. All right, Andrea, let's talk about what's coming up.
Yes, let's. Let's talk about what's coming up. Lots coming up with the Chamber. We have the big one, sidewalk sales is coming up. Ta-da! So if you're getting ready for sidewalk sales, make sure that you get your applications in. If you have any questions, everything's online. But please feel free to call the office, 203-869-3500, if you want to sign up. We will be going door-to-door at the end of the week. I have a new employee starting and an intern, so we'll be going door-to-door, reminding people, letting people sign up if they need to, bringing the documentations, and then also just bringing the rules, because lots of rules with the town we have to follow. We want to make sure nobody is injured and everyone's safe and has a fun time. I think a couple new things this year to keep in mind is that, number one, it doesn't have to be everything doesn't have to be on sale. I think because it's sidewalk sales, people have said, well, you know, we don't really put our items on sale. It's more of a community event. You know, we're bringing shoppers to you. We want you to participate. We want people to have fun. We want people to come in your store. And we want you to be a part of it. And then, you know, when we do the advertising, we are so excited to promote our local businesses, because that's what we're here for, is to promote the Greenwich community. So please sign up. What else? Oh, this year we're having a nonprofit village, which is very exciting. We have quite a few nonprofits signed up, but if you're interested, please let us know. It's a discounted rate. It'll be on Sunday only. I know it's hard for nonprofits to be there all 4 days, so we decided to do it one day on Sunday, all day, and we're going to get you a lot of attention and lots of eyes on your charity and your nonprofit. So please be a part of that. And there are still sponsorships available for the sidewalk sales. It's a great way to get eyes on your business.
What's the date again? Dates again for the...
It is July 9th through 12th. So it starts Thursday and Sunday. You know, people start putting the tents up Wednesday night at the end of the day, and then everything starts on Thursday. So for those of you that haven't attended, it's amazing. It's a huge event, and it's really great. It's a really good economic driver for our town because that's a time when everyone's kind of leaving town. So we're bringing people in, and it's very exciting.
Okay.
We're looking forward to that. Another event that's coming up for one of our chamber members, Haggerty, the Concours Elegance, and that's coming up in just a couple weeks. That will be May 30th and May 31st, and that's at Rogers Sherman Baldwin Park. They are members of the chamber, and we've developed a really nice partnership with them over the last couple years. So it's been fun, and we have an exciting Instagram raffle that we're going to put into play. They've provided us with tickets to the event, and we're going to raffle those off through Instagram soon. So if you haven't gone, it's very fun. They're really trying to promote driving. There's beautiful cars. The first day is, you know, more sports cars. The second day are the classic cars. I mean, like Chrysler's wife's car is there. It's just pieces of art. It's really beautiful and fun. So definitely check it out. And then the other thing we have coming up is our golf event. So you can sign up for that online as well. It's always a great time. It is October 5th. So get your foursomes together, and your sponsorships are available. There's all kinds of opportunities there. And we have some really fun things this year, including, again, we're going to have the Apri Golf Mixer, which was really fun last year and well-attended. We'll have it again this year, and some other special things going on. So definitely get involved with that.
Have you started golfing yet?
Have I started golfing yet? No.
No.
It was my plan. I know.
Yeah, last year.
It was
my plan over the.
I know. Yeah. And I've just been too busy to do it. So.
Okay. Where's the golf outing?
It is at the Griff.
That's the Griff. Okay.
Yeah, it's at the Griff. But don't worry, I'm going to have a nice outfit because we have a new member, Mayhill, and she's created a golf line. She has a show on the Golf Channel. And she's created a golf line, and so she will be suiting us for the event.
Oh,
so
boy.
It'll be nice, yeah.
Look forward to that. Look forward to pictures. Okay.
Okay.
All set? All right, we're going to take a break then, and when we come back, we'll speak with Nin Mahatre, CEO of First County Bank, here on our segment with Andrea Bloom, Greenwich Chamber of Commerce. Back with more after this.
Soldiers, you are about to embark upon the Great Crusade.
From Focus Features and the producers of Darkest Hour.
There are two major storms advancing towards the Normandy coast.
Experience the untold true story of D-Day.
If you invade tomorrow, they're going to be washed away.
An inspiring story of courage, sacrifice, and the mission that gave the free world hope.
We will accept nothing less than full victory.
Fresher, the untold true story of D-Day. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters May 29th. Discovered at Dolby Cinema.
Veterans and active duty service members. When your call to service ends, your mission doesn't have to. Go from GI to IT in just a few months at My Computer Career. Prepare for a high-demand career in cybersecurity, protecting people, systems, and institutions from real cyber threats. Cyber warriors are needed now. Will you answer the call? Go to mycomputercareer.edu/CWP to learn more. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner. VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
919 on AM 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with the Greenwich Chamber of Commerce, Andrea Bloom, and now joined by the new CEO of First County Bank, Nitin Mahatre, who was assumed his role as CEO April 15th. And then I guess, what, July 31st, you take over full-time, or what's going on? There's a transition period in place?
Yes, there's a transition, and Bob Granada, who's the chairman, and I started my stint as the CEO starting April 15.
Okay, so where were you before this?
I was with Berkshire Bank. I was running Berkshire Bank based out of Boston.
Out of Boston, okay.
Yes.
So from in Boston, were you
in Boston? In Boston, but prior to that, I was here for almost 19 years in Connecticut, so this is home for me.
Okay, so what drew you to First County Bank?
Oh, First County Bank has been around, as I was just mentioning to Andrea, it's been around for 175 years. It's an incredibly purpose-driven, community-dedicated, values-guided institution. It has served the clients for 175 years, and my goal is now to make sure I do my part for it to serve the clients in Connecticut for the next 175 years. It's a great institution where purpose and performance and community focus aligns really well, and that aligns with my values as well. So I thought this is a great opportunity for me to come back to Connecticut.
All right. So tell us about the support that First County Bank has for local businesses and nonprofits.
First County Bank has, as I said, served the community for 175 years. We have a foundation that's been around for 25 years, and between the foundation and the sponsorships, we contribute about $1 million every year. But beyond that, what I define to be as time, talent, and treasure is what our bankers give. The time that is given by our bankers by being involved in different parts of communities, whether it's the chamber, whether it's the not-for-profits, whether it's the charities, whether it's the libraries, they're incredibly engaged. They're on the boards and the committees of all of these institutions. And the time and the talent and the grants that are given have been around. And I think we also support businesses in different ways. Our products and services are designed for businesses and are not driven by shareholder value, but what drives value for the businesses. It's a mutual bank, which means big chunk of the profits that are given by public companies back to the shareholders, we don't have to. So we are able to reinvest into communities and our bankers and our clients.
You know, I remember back in the day, we used to go to the branch in Stamford for Toys for Tots.
Yes.
You're still doing Toys for Tots?
Not really. I think we may bring it back.
Yeah, good idea. We used to have a great time. We'd camp out at a donut store across the street, and I always look forward to that. Anyway, all right, let's see. So give us programs, resources for small businesses and local organizations, nonprofits.
Yes, I think the programs and product services are, like I mentioned, there are different products and services that are unique to us. We're also free checking type of accounts. Accounts that are designed for not-for-profits that charge no fees, no minimum balance, and things of that nature. And then there are custom-designed products that allow them to borrow funds when they need to without having to go through a difficult process or, you know, usurious fees of any sort. So I think that's how we support the businesses.
Everything is done online these days, and you know, people, most they might get is like an ATM to draw cash if anybody uses cash anymore. So how do you keep that kind of personal relationship with clients?
It is, and I believe to my core, life is all about relationships. And yes, I think the transactions part of banking can be digitized, and we're very good at it and going to get better at it. But at the core of the relationship is still that personal touch, knowing the banker, knowing the trusted advisor that you know, in some cases for generations. And we're going to retain that. And I think that's how it's going to make First County Bank even more exceptional institution that it is by building those exceptional digital experiences, but marrying that up with that incredibly local personalized touch of a trusted advisor. And that's how we win.
All right, so on that note, what are some priorities or opportunities as you begin your tenure, CEO?
I think all of our priorities start with how much impact can we make on the communities, and within that, underlying that is how do we improve our client experience? I believe if we have an exceptional client experience, everything else takes care of itself. So how do we invest in our client experience, whether it's the digital experiences, whether it's the process, streamlining the processes? There's a lot of talk about AI and technology, and how do we deploy that to be able to provide great, exceptional service to our clients? And on the other side, how do we invest in our bankers to be able to serve our clients better by making their job easier so that they're able to do what they do seamlessly? So I think those would be the high priorities.
Did you mention how many branches you have?
We have 13 branches.
13 in just Fairfield County?
Yeah, Fairfield County, from Greenwich to Fairfield.
How do you survive in a world where there are so many big national branches or banks and things like that?
Yes, the big banks, the largest bank in the country, J.P. Morgan, spends almost $20 billion in technology. But what they don't have is the localized touch. They don't have the roots in the communities. They don't have relationships that go back generations. They don't really focus as much on the small businesses in the community as we do. So I genuinely think that the best way to win is to continue to do what we do, but sharpen our pencils around how do you deploy the digital experience and retain that personal touch.
I think you've kind of talked about it already, but what's kind of the message you'd like to get to the local businesses and the listeners about First County?
I think the simple message would be, for all our existing clients, thank you. Thank you for your relationship. Thank you for being with us for all these years. And for clients that haven't tried us, please give us the right to earn your business. We're here to serve you, and we'll continue to do that with passion of all the bankers that we have.
What is it like taking over a situation where, how long has Bob Granato been involved?
Say that again?
How long has Bob Granato been involved as CEO?
He's been involved for almost 19 years.
Okay, so you take over somebody like that, successful tenure, you come in here, you're reinventing the wheel, you're just moving things forward. How do you kind of approach it from that standpoint?
I think what you do is take all the good that you have in the institution and try to make it better. And I think what I genuinely believe is when you stop trying to get better, you stop being good. So the notion is try to get better every day to become the best version of yourself. And that's the message I've conveyed to my team, and everybody's energized about it.
Mm-hmm. Andre, any questions for Amita?
You asked all my questions. They're fantastic. Okay. But no. Well, you could tell us where you're located. And I mentioned
I just moved back to Stanford. So when I moved from St. Louis back in 2004, I moved to Stanford. Then I lived in Norwalk and Wilton. And now we're back to Stanford, and just excited to be back in Stanford.
Very good. And your branch here in Greenwich is on Mason Street.
Yes.
And as I mentioned, when I worked at Scouts, I used to... I wouldn't say I was stalking, but I was looking out the windows and I could see this branch below me, and I always wondered what was in there. So I went in, and it's a cool building. It's like architecturally, it's very cool. It's kind of 60s, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Is that when it was built?
I believe so.
It's very interesting. So just if you even want to see the architecture, but the people inside, very nice.
Yeah.
Lovely. The branch manager is fantastic. Everyone I met has been so friendly and welcoming. And I think that is what sets community banks apart from the big banks, right? Like, you're getting that attention. People know you. I mean, I think I grew up in the Midwest, and I remember going to the bank with my grandmother every week. You know, we went to the same teller. We knew Judy. We always went to her. And that was just, you know, I still remember that to this
that's
day.
Right.
And my grandmother trusted her, you know, and that's important nowadays, especially, is to have that trust.
It is. And it is like, that's why if you were to, you know, imagine a persona of a bank, we want to be the George Bailey of the modern times,
right?
And I think that's what we want to be. And I think the Chamber's done a great job under your leadership, Andrea. And I know our bankers, our team members, Rick Muskus, Trip Moore, they're deeply engaged with the work that you do. So we're looking forward to continued support.
Thank you. Yeah, they're wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you being here today. And also, you know, congratulations on your new role.
Thank you.
I understand what that's like to take over, you know, a position. And I agree. It's sort of like you build on what you already have and just improve those things. And then if certain things don't work, then you look at other things you might want to bring
Absolutely
in.
Absolutely
right. So it's a process, right? It takes
it
a little
is.
Time, but it's
it sure is.
Fantastic. We're always moving forward.
Yes, we are.
All right. I mean, you know, it's interesting. They say Coz Cobb is like the bank central here, but we got three banks I can throw a rock to, you know. So you guys are... You know, guys are all here, so right here, right up the street, right?
Yes.
As you mentioned, next to the...
Yeah, did you walk here? You could walk here if you wanted to.
I did.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because Andrew was saying, you know, Andrew was saying you're right across the street. Where is he?
Hopefully you'll join us at the Business After Hours event at the Historical Society. Do I have time to talk about that real quick?
Real quick. We get about 30 seconds.
Okay. Historical Society, this Wednesday, join us. We're having a Business After Hours event. It will be beautiful. It's catered by Taqueria, which is one of our members, and they will have the exhibits open for people to walk through. So it's really going to be lovely.
All right.
Looking forward to it. Yes.
Yeah.
Andrea Bloom, Nitin Mahatre, CEO of First County Bank. We'll talk to you next month, and we'll get
see
even
you
closer.
See next month, yeah.
Even closer to all the things.
Don't make me nervous. Okay.
Sidewalk sales. Well, we got a day for it today, right?
No, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, thanks very much.
Okay.
Okay, and that's our segment with the Greenwich Chamber of Commerce. And next Monday is Memorial Day, so no Greenwich Police Chief James Heavey will do that again in the month of June. I'm Tony Savino. Thanks for joining us, and stay tuned. Joe Thomas takes you up to Sportsline America at 10 and the Frankie Boyer Show at 11 on AM 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere.